Michigan is no closer to setting up a health care exchange that's required by the federal Affordable Care Act, at least not a state-run exchange. What happened in Lansing this week, Jack?
Well, it was sort of baffling in a way, Rena. The governor's wanted them to do this for a long time. And first, the attorney general last summer cautioned that they shouldn't do it until the Supreme Court ruled. The Republicans hoped that the Affordable Care Act would be unconstitutional. The Supreme Court upheld it. Then Republicans said, well, we'll wait for Mitt Romney to be elected and Republicans to take the Senate, and then they'll repeal it. And, of course, that didn't happen either. So it's sort of baffling. Republicans claim to be for local control, but in this case, they seem, most of them, just to have balked and said, we don't want to do this. We don't believe in this law. It'll be a combination federal-state exchange. Now, the exchange is more like a marketplace. This is something to help people and small businesses who don't have health care shop for it. But it is sort of baffling that they would want the federal government to do this largely rather than the state.
Yeah. Well, after decades of discussion, the state Senate has passed a bill to create an authority for Detroit and surrounding counties to operate a transit system. But it's hardly a done deal, is it, Jack?
I think the word of the day is cautiously optimistic. You may remember more than a year ago, Governor Snyder proposed this new sort of overlay network that would have these rapid transit buses that would go all over the Tri-County area and solve some of these transportation problems. That bogged down. Now, the Senate has finally passed it. It's not clear what's going to happen in the House. I'm optimistic because the House Transportation Chairman, Paul Opsommer, is in favor of these bills, but there are some Republicans who just don't do anything at all. They won't do anything at all to help Detroit. And conversely, there are some Detroit representatives who aren't going to prove anything that they don't totally control.
Well, the governor made a speech about energy and lots of other things this week. What were the high points, Jack?
Well, the governor has a series of special messages. In this case, he was talking about affordability and sustainability, and he wants Michigan to be sort of on the path to energy independence and the environment to be protected. Probably the most controversial thing is that he wants to build up a natural gas reserve for Michigan. That's not controversial, but he mentioned that fracking had never had any adverse consequences when it comes to natural gas. Most of the concern about fracking has had to do with possible contamination of water. It's not at all clear whether this special message will translate into any legislation or even whether people will pay much attention to it. It's probably a good thing everybody would agree that the governor reminded us that we are, after all, stewards of the environment and dependent on it.
Now, and may I remind you to have a happy weekend?
Well, I hope I'll have an environmentally safe and sound one that involves no icy roads.
Thanks, Jack.
Take care.